Hello, my name's Tony Self. I'm a technical writer based in Australia. In this podcast, I'm describing to you what structured authoring is, and in subsequent podcasts, we'll be exploring other areas of structured semantic authoring. We'll start with a one-line definition. Structured authoring describes the writing technique necessary to produce procedures and instructions that will be stored and delivered in XML. Now that probably doesn't give us a good enough idea of what we're actually talking about yet, so let's try something a little bit more detailed. Structured authoring is a method of writing and arranging content that relies on rules and automatic validation to enforce those rules. Structured authoring separates content from presentation. Information gets labeled according to its purpose or its semantics. For example, a word and its definition may be labeled a glossary term and a glossary definition in structured authoring. We don't bother describing how those glossary terms and glossary definitions should be formatted, because that's not our business. We're just interested in the semantics of the content. Now, this type of writing may initially restrict or constrain you, but it saves time in the end by forcing documentation to be complete, consistent, and designed for repurposing. Editors no longer have to worry about missing parts, can spend more time on awkwardly written sentences or misinformation, things that editors should do. Writers spend more time on content, as they're no longer permitted to apply formatting. The benefits of structured authoring include improved document quality, improved author productivity, and enhanced content sharing and reuse. In subsequent podcasts, we'll be describing structured authoring in a little bit more detail and looking at some of the schemas, or DTDs, available for working in this particular area. Thanks for joining me, and I hope you'll return to subsequent podcasts.